Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. September 2025 is shaping up to be a defining month in gaming and tech. With historic milestones, ambitious updates, and plenty of dialogue igniting across the community. First up, let's rocket into Jump Space, the newly launched cooperative sci-fi adventure from Massively OP that's just entered early access and is turning heads in the indie multiplayer space. Players are teaming up to steer spaceships across the void, with a focus on tight co-op experiences and emergent storytelling. The response so far has been overwhelmingly positive, signaling a hunger for shared cosmic adventures. Meanwhile, Nintendo's pulling out all the stops to celebrate Mario's 40th anniversary at its museum. Exclusive tickets, available through September 26, offer fans the chance to explore newly enhanced exhibits tracing Mario's journey from 8-bit plumber to global icon. There's a palpable nostalgia as visitors relive their favorite Mario moments and share them with new generations. Super Evil Megacorp is stoking excitement with teasers for the next big update to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Splintered Fate. The highlights include a brand new playable character and a promising batch of gameplay refinements, all of which have the TMNT community buzzing with anticipation. It's a sign of a developer really listening to its players and doubling down on replayability. In the realm of game remasters, Bandai Namco has set the stage for Pac-Man World 2 Repack, revealing detailed technical specs for both the original and the new Switch 2. Updated graphics and optimized frame rates show a dedication to reviving classics while keeping them fresh for modern platforms, a trend we're seeing industry-wide. Dying Light just hit a new peak, boasting over 121,000 concurrent players on Steam, thanks to the introduction of the Beast DLC. Techland's approach to post-launch content and community engagement is proving a winner in the competitive survival horror market. Shifting to Battle Royale, My Hero Ultra Rumble fans are eagerly awaiting Season 13, launching September 24, 2025, with promises of original characters and dynamic content. It's not just about flashy powers. The evolving round structure and hero-villain rivalry are ensuring this anime-inspired title remains on players' radar well into the new season. On the design front, Donkey Kong Bonanza has offered fresh glimpses into their creative process, drawing from the legacy of visionaries like Miyamoto and Koizumi. The new character concepts don't just modernize the gorilla, they're sparking lively debate within fan communities about the direction of the franchise. RPG enthusiasts continue to hold Baldur's Gate 2 in high regard, particularly for its deep, dynamic companion relationships that set the gold standard for narrative-driven games. Developers routinely reference Baldur's Gate 2 when discussing what makes party-based RPGs truly memorable. Classic gaming isn't just living in nostalgia. PlayStation has expanded its retro offerings with Tomb Raider: Anniversary. Now with full trophy support, this gives both new players and longtime fans more reason to revisit Lara Croft's formative adventures. In the MMO universe, excitement is high for CitizenCon 2955 and the Intergalactic Aerospace Expo, with Star Citizen's community abuzz about tantalizing pre-event teasers. New ship mechanics and gameplay systems are expected to be demoed, raising the stakes for space simulation and persistent universe experiences. Over in Destiny 2, Bungie's reclaim activity has sparked fierce debate with its controversial loot system. Players' outcry has been loud enough for Bungie to acknowledge the concerns, hinting at upcoming tweaks aimed at restoring trust while maintaining game balance. For card battlers, Magic: The Gathering's just launched Spider-Man set is leading to important conversations around complexity and accessibility. Balancing depth for veterans with straightforward gameplay for beginners remains one of the persistent challenges for designers in this genre. We can't talk legacy without mentioning Halo Reach. Its story-driven approach and gameplay innovations continue to generate passionate discussion among fans. Reach's impact is still felt in shooter design, with many referencing its finale as one of gaming's most resonant moments. Outside of game worlds, the Internet Archive scored a meaningful victory this month, reaching a settlement that allows it to continue digital music preservation efforts. While adhering to copyright safeguards, this event is being celebrated by archivists and musicians alike. Tactical players have reasons to be excited as Arma Reforger reveals a single-player campaign, complete with a new Kolguyev map for territory management. This strategic shift moves Arma beyond its multiplayer roots, giving solo players new forms of immersive engagement on the battlefield. In response to the mixed reception of Battlefield 2042, the team behind Battlefield 6 is focusing on the franchise's core strengths. Through player-driven initiatives like Battlefield Labs, they're zeroing in on mechanics and feedback that resonate most with their global audience. This fall's PAX West 2025 wasn't just about the usual 12A blockbusters. It featured a vibrant lineup of indie projects. Standouts like Stardust Frontier and No Stone Unturned captured attention, reminding us that the indie development scene is as innovative as ever. Looking closer at Baldur's Gate 2, it's clear the game's complexity and rich storytelling continue to influence RPG design across the globe. Modern RPGs strive to match its depth, seeking to create party systems and narratives with real consequence and replay value. Turning to the Nintendo Switch 2, the latest eShop charts offer a snapshot of what's dominating the platform this season. From Hades 2's massive success to EA Sports FC26 topping sports categories, the data points to an audience hungry for both narrative-rich indies and long-running franchises. The most recent DLC for War Tales has introduced a fief management mechanic, deepening the game's resource and settlement management systems dramatically. This strategic expansion has won praise not just for its gameplay, but for opening new long-term goals in what's already a complex tactical RPG. Over on Nintendo Life's forums, heated conversations are erupting over Switch eShop pricing and the influx of low-quality releases. These critiques reflect a broader industry reckoning with how to keep digital storefronts curated and fair for both developers and players. On the merchandising front, buyers can expect juicy deals on upcoming game releases and fan-favorite collectibles as retailers roll out new discounts ahead of the holiday rush. With so many launches and events, the competition for gamers' attention this season is as fierce as ever. Sonic is surging back into the zeitgeist thanks to Sonic Racing Crossworlds, which is gaining traction for fusing inventive mechanics with robust multiplayer modes. Whether you grew up with the Blue Blur or just discovering him now, this latest entry is a welcome revitalization for the franchise. Shared World fans are celebrating the latest Bitcraft Online update, which brings better enemy scaling and a reworked reward system to its expanding dungeon content. The emphasis on strategic depth over grind is earning acclaim from players seeking an engaging communal experience. On the tech side, Microsoft's Gaming Copilot AI aims to be a smart in-game assistant, though early adopters say there's room to grow before it becomes truly indispensable. Expect further updates as Microsoft fine-tunes this tool, with feedback already guiding development priorities. A shakeup in Fortnite's player base has followed the launch of Delulu Mode, a chaotic new rule set that adds wild twists to familiar gameplay. Fans are divided. Some revel in its insanity. Others bemoan the loss of competitive integrity, demonstrating once again just how passionate and vocal Fortnite's community can be about innovation. With gaming sessions growing more immersive and longer, health professionals and journalists are advising players to adopt smarter habits. Whether it's adjusting your seating for better ergonomics, remembering to blink, staying hydrated, or snacking wisely, these tips really can improve your day-to-day gaming and keep you in top shape. In more hardware news, Microsoft has moved to raise prices for Xbox Series consoles in the US, citing macroeconomic factors at play worldwide. This means new retail prices on both the Series S and Series X starting October 3, 2025, though the cost of accessories like controllers and headsets remains unchanged for now. Reactions have been swift, with many gamers voicing concern over affordability and the challenge this poses for newcomers looking to get into the Xbox ecosystem. Despite these market shifts, the industry shows no signs of slowing. Studios remain aggressively focused on listening to feedback, iterating on beloved formulas, and promoting healthy gaming cultures. As technology evolves and franchises large and small find their footing amidst player expectations, the next era of gaming promises more inclusive, inventive, and surprising stories for every kind of gamer out there. That's it for today's roundup. Whether you're charting the cosmos with friends, rebelling against galactic odds, or dusting off a classic title, September 2025 is a milestone in gaming history. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.